Dr. Burns.
Yeah.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, Arthur, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you called me earlier, but I was in signing the tax bill.
Yeah, I know. Look, I wanted you to know.
That was a good result, too.
We reduced the discount rate today.
Oh, yeah, 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 good,
and,
good. What is it now? Four and a what?
We got it down to 4.5%.
4.5, yeah.
And typically, when we reduce the discount rate or make a change, we merely say that we've made a change in order to bring the discount rate in line with market conditions.
Right, right.
This time we said that we're doing it partly for that reason, but also to further economic expansion.
Good, 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 good. That's what you put out in the statement, huh?
We put out a statement on that, and that'll be in the press tomorrow, and
good.
I thought you'd be
good.
Pleased.
Good, it's good, and you know, that comes the same day we signed the tax bill, which is good.
Right, and I did that for another reason. I'm having a meeting of my open market committee on Tuesday.
Oh, you are, I see.
And I put them on notice through this action that I want more aggressive steps taken by that committee on next Tuesday.
Good, great, great, great. You can lead them. You can lead them, you know. You know, you always have now, so just kick them in the rump a little. Okay?
Right. Look, another question, Mr. President.
Sure.
We're running into difficulty with the board. We're all right on monetary and credit policy.
Yeah.
But on regulatory cases, and we sit as a court, on regulatory cases, I have a divided board, and I need another board member promptly. Cheryl hasn't resigned.
I've really been so tied up on this.
I know that.
Well, basically India Paxton, a few other things, but I'll tell you, I'll get at the thing just as quick as I, as soon as we get back from the Pompidou, which will be Tuesday afternoon. I'll get at that and see what the situation is.
Yeah.
I know Malik is checking the thing out, and he's got your fellow, and he's got some, you know, various people, but I will get at it. I promise you. It just hasn't come across my desk yet. Or at least I've asked him not to give it to me because I knew I didn't have time to decide it.
Right. Well, good.
But I'll get at it. I promise you. You'll have some action next week.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Let me wish you a very fine and successful trip.
Well, let's hope for the best, because this I'm just talking to John Connolly, and we feel the French meeting is, and you know that too, is very important to the success of the others.
Oh, yeah.
So if we can break the logjam with the French, we don't know, but that's going to be, we feel, primarily a political decision on Pompidou's part, so that's what we're looking at right now.
Well, I've done my very best. I worked hard to prepare the French on trade issues.
I know. That's what John was saying, and that's...
I've told the French...
Yeah, they got to give us something
I've told the French they can't get anywhere unless they do.
Right, right. That's good, too.
I'm very tough with them.
And we're going to present it that way to them, too.
Yeah.
But you've emphasized to them that they can't get any place without giving something on trade.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. That's
exactly.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep you posted. As you know, if anything breaks on this, it'll be of enormous importance to everybody. But John, of course, is all set to, if we get any sort of a break, the French announcement could be very important. It might not. I hope it will. But if we make a breakthrough, we'll be in touch with you immediately.
Well, I hope.
But don't expect it on Monday. We meet Monday and Tuesday. And
you know, this will mean a great deal to the business community. They are.
They sort of already expected it.
They're awfully worried. And when you get back, I want to sit down with you and talk about the pay board and the price commission. We have some very, very real problems.
Yeah.
I don't think we can delay very long in dealing
pay
with
pay board and the price commission. I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what you're having? The pay board is going overboard with high increases.
Mm-hmm.
The price commission is being very, very tough.
Mm-hmm.
And business firms are being squeezed. And this is holding back recovery.
I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we ought to talk about it when I get back. We better have at that thing. I want to talk to John about it. And, you know, the cost of living council sits there and is supposed to talk about these things. But
the cost of living council, Mr. President, is not doing a damn thing. You know, they come there, a bunch of deputies, they sit around, and they're not doing a thing. Now that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a harsh description, but it's not very far from the truth at the present time.
So you think it has to be stepped in? Well, we'll get together when I get back, and that'll be next week.
Yeah, because
Wednesday,
time is getting short. We want this economy going.
Right. Okay.
All right,
okay. We'll be back, and thanks a lot for calling.
Yeah, bye. Thank you.